In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
The Gadeer-Com event and its significance.
Seventy days before his martyrdom, when Prophet of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, was returning to Medina after his last pilgrimage to Mecca, he reached the pond of Qom, Gadeer-Com, near Jaufa. It was the 18th of the month of Zulhijjah of the year 10 after Hijra, March 15, 632 Anno Domini. By this time, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, had conveyed all of the divine commandments to his nation except for the formal and explicit public announcement of his divinely appointed successors as the leaders, guardians, and guides for the believers for all days to come. By the order of Allah, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, stopped at the pond of Qom, gathered the crowd of pilgrims, and delivered his last universal speech. In this sermon, he presented his last religious instruction which finalized the last divine religion and made Islam the perfect religion in the sight of Allah. Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him, the fifth Imam and successor of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, said, "The last obligatory duty that Allah sent down was al-Wilayah, adherence to the guardian assigned by Allah. Then, he sent down the verse, 'Today, I completed your religion,' once the Messenger of Allah established it in Jaufa area. This message was the most unique in the entire mission of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, due to the revelation of verse 67, Chapter 5 of the Holy Quran before his speech. In this revelation, Allah warned his messenger that failing to deliver this last message would nullify his entire mission. This unprecedented warning proves that this last message contained the most important religious commandment of Allah for the Muslim nation.
Moreover, the contents of this last message were so crucial to the faith that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, emphatically required all those who directly or indirectly heard the sermon of Gadeer-Com to convey it to people who were not aware of its details, and parents to convey it to their children for all generations to come. Hence, this sermon addresses all Muslim generations of the world until the Day of Judgment. This emphasis naturally implies that the content of this message has a vital role in the future of the Muslims, their spiritual health, and their felicity in the hereafter. The main issue that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, addressed in his speech in Gadeer-Com was that Allah appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, as the guardian, wali, the master, mawla, the leader, imam, and the commander, amir, of all believing men and women, the deputy and the executor of his affairs, vasi, and his successor, khalifa. His sayings and commands should be preferred over the opinions of all others in every matter. Obeying him is obeying Allah, and disobeying him is disobeying Allah. Whoever follows him, and his sayings, is a believer under the guardianship of Allah, and whoever turns away from him, or his sayings, is a disbeliever under the guardianship of Satan."
Guardianship, al-Wilayah, expresses a bilateral relation between the guardian and the people. Observing al-Wilayah by people means adhering to the guardian and acknowledging his authority by heart, tongue, and action. On the other hand, the action of al-Wilayah by the guardian means offering protection from evil, spiritual assistance, care, support, and guidance for his adherents. A divinely appointed guardian guards his adherents from misguidance, spiritual destruction, wrongdoing, and sin as much as they adhere to him and his commands. Establishing al-Wilayah has been the ultimate goal of religion and the fruit of the entire efforts of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, during his mission. One who submits to Allah's representative and adheres to him has indeed acknowledged Allah's authority and guardianship and is a true monotheist in obeying Allah. Acknowledging the guardianship of the leaders that Allah appointed and submitting to them is the greatest pillar of faith. It safeguards the followers from the wrath and punishment of Allah. Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him, said,
"Islam is established by five things: prayer, charity, fasting, pilgrimage, and al-wilaya, adhering to the guardians authorized by Allah. None among them was called for as emphatically as al-wilaya was called for. However, people accepted the first four and abandoned al-wilaya.
People who refused to submit to the leaders that Allah appointed, resemble the Satan who refused to submit to the vice-regent of Allah, Adam, peace be upon him, and consequently, became an outcast and went under the curse of Allah forever as mentioned in the Holy Quran. It is narrated that Imam Ar-Raza, peace be upon him, said,
"The similitude of the believers in accepting the guardianship of the commander of the believers, Maulana Amirul Mominin Ali, on the day of Ghadir Khum is that of the angels in prostrating before Adam, that is to say, submitting to him, and the similitude of those who turned away from the guardianship of the commander of the believers on the day of Ghadir is that of the devil, Iblis." In one of his speeches on the anniversary of the day of Ghadir, Maulana Amirul Mominin Al-Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Allah does not accept the faith of an individual except after he acknowledges the guardianship of whom he required. He does not arrange the means of his obedience for an individual except after he adheres to his ropes and the ropes of his authorized people. Thus, Allah sent down to his prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, on the day of the large trees that which explained his will for his sincere and chosen servants. Allah commanded him to convey the message without being concerned about the hypocrites or the deviants, and guaranteed him protection against their evil. By that, Allah completed his religion, and delighted the eyes of his prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and the believers. Some of you witnessed this event and some received its news. This appointment concluded the beautiful word of Allah for those who observe patience."